This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Karen Travers is following the Harris campaign this morning. All right, Karen, where did the vice president spend her time this weekend, one of the last before Election Day?
He has the final stretch now, and she is sprinting to the finish line with blitzing across the battleground states, trying to get voters out to the polls, honing in on her message. Over the weekend, she was in Michigan on Saturday with former First Lady Michelle Obama. For the first time out on the campaign trail, we haven't seen the former First Lady since the Democratic convention when she gave that speech in Chicago. That was a pretty big speech. Michelle Obama was fired up, really laying into Donald Trump with some fierce criticism. It was about a 40-minute speech, and some of the toughest attacks we've seen on Donald Trump from a Democratic surrogate. Her most fiercest attacks that we saw were on reproductive rights. She laid out in very sharp terms what she said would be the devastating effects of restrictive abortion bans. And her appeal was, interestingly, not just to women voters, but it was to men as well, saying, you know, if we don't get this election right, your wife, your daughter, your mother, we as women, she said, we become collateral damage to your rage. So she said, look them in the eyes. Are you ready to look the women and children you love in the eye and say you can support this assault on our safety? And it was a very fired up crowd. So Sunday then, she was in Philadelphia. Many stops yesterday across that important part of that battleground state. She hit up a church, a bookshop, a barber shop, a middle school basketball practice, a Puerto Rican restaurant. It was like she was everywhere over the course of a couple hours, trying to rev up her supporters in a very important part of the battleground.
And there are plans coming together for a big event tomorrow at the Ellipse. What can you tell us about that?
Just seeing some pictures coming in now of it's dark here, of course, in D.C., but the workers are continuing to get the setup going for that. She is going to be speaking tomorrow evening on the National Mall near the Ellipse, at the Ellipse, near the White House, the exact same place where Donald Trump spoke on January 6th. Fired up his supporters that day. And the goal there, of course, is to lay out a closing argument 1 week before Election Day and send a strong message about what is at stake in this election. That is tomorrow night's plan, 1 week out from Election Day.
All right. Karen, thank you. Karen Travers joining us as she's following the Harris campaign.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans, coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.